book of Galatians again. I am not done with what the Lord would have me to speak about. And I was wanting to continue following that thought, but we're going to get on over in chapter number 5. We're going to get over in chapter number 5. You know, the Bible, you know, it said, because ye are sons, in verse chapter 3, verse 26, he said, for ye all are the children of God, by faith in Christ Jesus. Amen? By faith in Christ Jesus. And chapter 4, verse 6, and because ye are sons, and we want to continue that thought, because ye are sons. Verse 7 said, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. Amen. Amen. A son. Not someone that knows not God, but somebody that knows God. Amen. And, you know, there are things that you and I sometimes can see that God tells us this is who you are. This is what you are. This is why you are who you are. This is how you should be. And it speaks to the character of the child of God, the attributes that you and I are to take upon ourselves. Amen? And I preached a little bit about that thought here several services ago, how that God saves our soul, our spirit, by His grace, through faith. Amen? Hands off, I can't add one thing to God's salvation when it comes to my redemption, your redemption. Amen? We are saved by grace through faith. He paid for our sins. He washes our sins with His own blood. Amen. Know ye not that you are not redeemed, bought with corruptible things as silver and gold received by the vain conversation of your fathers, he told those Hebrews, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Amen. As of a lamb without spot and without blemish. He is, that was his picture. Amen. A lamb without spot and without blemish. That's an Old Testament sacrifice that could, bring about the putting off of their sin. But our sin's not just been put off, it's been put away. I'm glad that it's been put away. Amen. He had put it away and nailing it to His cross. Amen. Our sins then were placed upon Him. Amen. Upon Him like the scapegoat where the priest put his hands on that scapegoat. Amen. That one that would be sacrificed and then the other one that would be let go free. Well, Christ, see, our sins were placed upon Him. And when they nailed His hands and His feet, they were nailing our sins to the cross. What a sacrifice. Amen. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Amen. Only in Him is still perfect, sinless. Amen. The great sacrifice that was made sin, but He was not a sinner. Amen. And He did not sin, but He was made sin for you and I. And so we see those things. And but now are ye the sons of God. Now that we are the sons of God, as I was saying, we see these things, these attributes that God would have us to take upon ourselves. He saves us by His grace, by His sacrifice. It's all done in Him. But then God says to you as a child of God, cleanse your hands. Amen. You sinners, purify your hearts, you double-minded. And He was speaking to save people. Amen. When He said that, you clean your hands. And see, God cleaned the inside, and He wants us to keep the outside clean. Amen. He tells us, He commands us to do some things. You see, I can't just stand here and say, God take this and take that. The Lord says you put away all appearance of evil. Amen. It's up to you. It's up to you to wash it. You get dirt on your hand, God said, wash it off. You get a stain on your foot, wash it off. Amen. You get something that's presented itself unto you in your mind or in your eyes, put it away. You do that. God commands us as sons of God. We did not have that power before God saved us. Amen. We were dead, completely bound, completely tangled by these things. Amen. Enjoy them very much. The flesh still enjoys. But the Son of God, the Spirit of man, that part that is saved, it grieves, doesn't it? But God wants us to do things. He said in chapter 5, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. You stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Amen. Because we are sons, Christ hath made us free. Yeah, think about that. I mean, think about Christ making us free. How did He make us free? Well, He untangled us, amen, from the bondage that we were in. The Bible said He set the captives free. Amen. The recovering of sight to those that were blind. Amen. Isaiah prophesied of our Lord. He came to make that provision for you and I. And He came to give us liberty. Liberty in Him, because we are the sons of God. And He says, now, because you're sons, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Amen. Stand fast. Now, I was saying a minute ago, we can see sometimes things that God plainly tells us to do. And God gives us the command to do that. But then there are things that you and I can see that God has done for us when we see those that the Bible speaks of that are lost or tangled or even those that are unsaved, those that are affected by the flesh, by the world, and we can see what that has done to them. And flip that pancake, as my grandpa used to say. It shows us how what great liberty that God has given unto us. Amen. And so look at verse number 2. Paul, he's talking to them because they were, walking into bondage. They were walking into being entangled in the world again. And Paul said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, this is chapter 5, verse 2, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. And so he's speaking to them about Old Testament circumcision.
And he said, you being saved, I mean, you've got a liberty that Christ has given to you. Christ has made you free. Free from what? Free from the law. Amen. Free from the law of the flesh. Free from that Old Testament law. They didn't have to be circumcised anymore. And Paul's saying, I say unto you, if you be circumcised, if you think that is going to make you clean the way it would have for the Hebrews, they were commanded to. That was part of their sanctification. Their separation was to be circumcised. But now Paul said, if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Well, when I look at that and I understand that, that if I'm exchanging his power and liberty for the works of the flesh, how could I be gaining any profit of Christ? And so he said, Christ shall profit you nothing. But for those that would not go that route, we do not trust in such things as a circumcision or, Old Testament, things that we think this will get me closer to God or this here, this is what is required of me. You see, if I don't trust in that, then I can say, Christ shall profit you. Christ shall profit you. Amen. When you wholly trust in Jesus, Christ will profit you. Amen. I mean, don't run past that and miss it. I'm glad that I can see that Christ profits me. Amen. I profit through Him. One of the greatest profits that this old boy has ever had is to exchange an old life of sin for a new life and an eternal hope of heaven. Amen. I've got a mansion waiting on the other side. Praise God. Amen. Christ shall profit you. But if you trust in circumcision, Christ shall profit you nothing. And verse 3 said, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised, again, that they are doing something according to the Old Testament, which, again, was not wrong for the Hebrew. They were supposed to do that. God commanded them to do that. And therein lied their temporary righteousness, their effort to be close to God, to keep His commandments, to be pleasing to Him, was to do all these things that God required. But now Christ has come. He has fulfilled all of that. He came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. But here some of these believers are trying to add these Old Testament things to their salvation. Amen? Again, and you know me long enough to know that I'm not preaching that we do away with the Old Testament. Oh, no, no, no. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. And God's moral law is the same always, whether it's Old or New Testament. That never changes. That never changes. You know, so thou shalt not commit adultery still stands good in the grace age period. Amen. Thou shalt have no other God before me. That still stands good. Amen. But now, they don't have to be circumcised. They don't have to wear cloth all of the same kind, you know, all cotton, not mixed. It all had something that signified something about them being different from everyone else and separated unto God. Amen. That's why they did what they did. Well, I want to promise you still under the age of grace, that's still working even more so in you and I now that we're under grace. Amen. Now that God has saved us by His grace, transformed us by His power, gave us liberty in Christ to make us free. Amen. That you and I, as God's sons of God, now are we the sons of God, separated unto God for a purpose, for a reason. Different from the world. And he tells them here, though, for I testify again. He's going to say it again in another way. To every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. If you're going to obtain righteousness by the law, then you're a debtor to the whole law. But listen. Because we are sons, we are not debtors, we're debt free. Debt free, Brother Dave. Debt paid. The whole debt paid. Amen. I don't know a thing. You don't owe a thing. Are you listening to me? Debt free. Now, if you want to keep the law and claim that as your righteousness to get you to heaven, you're a debtor to do every last jot, every last tittle, cross every I, amen, or cross every T, and dot every I, amen. I mean, you've got to do it all. I've got news. You ain't going to be able to do it. The law is the schoolmaster. It'll bring you back to Christ. The one that said, it is finished. Payment in full. Debt free. Debt paid. 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 Your sin paid. Your salvation paid. Eternal security paid. Not just paid for a time, but paid for eternity. Whew. Now, what good would so great a salvation do me if after Christ made such a great effort, made such a great payment, and fulfilled every prophecy that must needs be fulfilled, that God said He would fulfill. And then, to die and to be, you know, marred, His visage was marred more than any man. To die the way He did, to go through it all, I mean went through it all and paid for it. If then you and I could turn right around and within 5 minutes of getting it, lose it. Well, that's just a waste. That would be a waste to me, it seemed like. It would be a waste to put my salvation in my hands. That's where it was to begin with. It had to be taken out of my hands and placed in His hands. Placed in His good hands. Amen. Placed in His good hands. Placed in His keeping. Amen. Who are kept by the power of God. You and I, sons of God, kept by the power of God. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Why? Our soul and our salvation is in the hand of God Almighty. Are you listening to me? It's not in my hand or your hand. We'd lose it again and again and again and again. I couldn't keep it. You couldn't keep it. But He can keep it. He paid for it. I couldn't have even paid for it. If somehow, after they beat me all night and whipped me with the cat of nine tails, a whip with nine ends, lashing on my body, Forty stripes save one. If I could have lived through that, the way Christ lived through that, because no man taketh his life from him. Probably the average man, that would have been it. But if I would have, then to have to carry the cross up Golgotha's hill, be nailed upon it, die there, it would have been nothing, because I could never fulfill the prophecies that would even make me worthy to be a sacrifice, even for myself. I deserve that. And I deserve hell after it. Why? Because I was a wicked, guilty sinner. I wouldn't have deserved, paid for my own salvation. That's man's thinking, like that he suffered enough. Oh, no. We would have all had to been lined up. And all of us. Billions. I don't know how many billions has been here since creation, Brother Mike. Billions. All of us would have had to been lined up. All of us striped. All of us stripped. All of us crucified. All of us died. And all of us would have still went to hell. Why? Because there is none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good. There's none that seeketh after God. Are you listening? None of us would be worthy enough to pay, not even for one sin. But now Christ, glory to God. Hey! Him, amen. He made himself sin for us. Sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Read Romans chapter 5. Boy, it'll tell you a wonderful story of him that died for you and I. How he put away our sin. By the sacrifice of himself. Because your sons, listen, debt free. That's where I was at. Debt free. Debt paid. For he is a debtor to do the whole law. Whole law kept. By Jesus, amen. Whole law, every bit of it, every jot, every tittle. He didn't come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. He is the law fulfilled.
We were the law breakers and he was the law fulfilled. Ooh. Christ has become of no effect to you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. In other words, if you see, and people take, I don't know how they don't understand this. If you try to justify yourself by the law, you are fallen from grace. In other words, you have fell back from the grace that was freely given. It's not that you've lost salvation. It's like falling back off of a ladder that's already prepared for you. I can't make a good picture on this. I mean, you've got grace. I mean, paid, made, fulfilled, and here I am wanting to try to climb up some other way. I've fallen away from that. I'm trying to get on another ladder. But Christ has become of no effect. Let me say this to you. What people need is the Christ effect. Because your sons, you're affected. You have the Christ effect. Amen. Them that would be justified by the law, Christ is of none effect. But if you're all in with Jesus, then you've got the Christ effect. Are you in here with me tonight? Hey, has he affected you? If you're saved, he has. If you're saved, you've got the Christ effect. Amen. He has affected your life. He has come in on the inside. He is living and abiding in you. He's walking with you and talking with you every day. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Whew. What is the Christ effect? Sins washed, gone. New birth, made new, new creature. That's the Christ effect. You see how you can look at these verses, and if you just see what's happened to these people, then you can also see what's happened to you. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Because we're sons, we wait. We wait. No matter how long it is, we wait. He told us to wait, and we're going to wait. Amen? Because we're sons, we wait. We're not going to be like that unjust that began to eat and to drink with the drunken and to say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. No, we're not going to be that way. Because we're sons, we wait. We wait. We keep waiting. We wait. What I was talking to you about this morning, the end of verse 6, faith, but faith which worketh by love. We wait by living by faith, and faith which worketh by love. Our love for him causes us to wait. Our love for him causes us to be witnesses unto him. He told them in verse 7, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. See, Christ called us. Some people say in that verse that that's the man of God he's talking about. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. What persuasion? The persuasion to get them to quit running well. And he said that kind of persuasion didn't come from the preacher that called you. But I believe is speaking of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Isn't he the one that truly calls us to himself? And he is not going to persuade us to quit running. Well, you did run well. Just go ahead and slow down and stop. He's not going to ask us to do that. Now look at this. A little leaven. Oh, that kind of persuasion. Just take in a little leaven. I mean, the Lord's not coming right now. Just take in a little leaven. He said, a little leaven or leaven, leaveneth or leaveneth the whole lump. Daddy, mama, a little leaven, it'll leaven the whole family. Get that junk out. Reach down there in that barrel of meal. Find that little piece of junk. Get it out of there. Amen. Get it out. Don't let it leave and don't let it mess the whole thing up. There's so much here because you're sons. God has given every one of you that are sons and daughters of God the great liberty to truly live for Him. To have that power flowing through our lives. The power of Christ flowing through us. And what does it do? I've got to skip a whole lot. We walk in the Spirit in verse number 16. Verse number 18, we are led of the Spirit. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit is being manifested from us. Truly, you and I will be a fruitful tree because we're sons. Overwhelmed with the fruit of Christ, flowing. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Get to the place where you say, my flesh and this world has nothing to offer me anymore. Christ has made me free. I've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Amen. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory. This is one thing that would hinder us as much as anything. Wanting vain glory. Provoking one another, envying one another. Not in a good thing, but in a vain way. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. It wasn't to, you know, like here, to provoke you in a bad way. But he said, my speech and my preaching was in the power of God, that your faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The reason that I try to pray and get filled with the Spirit as God would help me to preach to you and deliver it to you, to your spiritual man, would be that you could receive it in your spiritual man. and not just be desiring of vain glory. Well, to desire the true things of God is not a vain glory. He told us that we can be desirous of a good thing, didn't he? Oh, bless your heart. Because you're sons. What we have in Christ. You can't speak of it all. Not in a 30-minute message. Not in a 45. Not in an hour. It'll be the rest of our lives trying to see all that we have because we're sons. We have that great liberty in Christ. Amen. I want you to stand.